Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the Aaron Studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. It's good to have you with us here this morning, and I must tell you, you have a very sleepy squirrel with you today. Oh, wow. Didn't get home until about 11:30 last night. My daughter took me on a father-daughter date to go see Top Gun Maverick yesterday. The movie is awesome. As I told her when it ended, it was everything and more. It was absolutely the best movie I have seen in a long time. Just well done. As my friend Fred Butler tweeted me last night, that Scientology wacko can make a fine movie. So he does. He's a good actor. He's obviously strange and has some weird beliefs. And I pray that he would repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved. But he can act. He can act. Yeah. So that was a good movie all the way around. Just enjoyable. No woke BS anywhere. It was just straightforward entertainment and patriotic, and they never let it down. It jumped up at you right in the first scene, and they kept the pace good, and the story was good. The characters were likable. The nostalgia was definitely there, but it wasn't overblown. It was kind of an authentic nostalgia, which I appreciated. You know, that was well done. So yeah, that was a good, that was a good movie, but I didn't get home till 11:30 last night, and my alarm went off at 5:45, so I'm droopy this morning, but I've got coffee. We'll make it. This is the Squirrel Chatter program. Squirrel Chatter is dedicated primarily to the public reading of Scripture and secondarily to my thoughts on various topics of the day. And Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian Podcast Community. I encourage you to head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com and check out all the great podcasts that are over there. You're definitely going to find something worth listening to over there. All right, our scripture readings today are Song of Songs 4-6 and 2 Thessalonians 1 as we continue to make our way through the entire Legacy Standard Bible this year. Hang on just 1 minute. I will be right back.
I think most people in evangelicalism, when they see a squirrel, thinks of Gene Clyde. It's really strange when you think about it.
All right, I'm back. I apologize. Had to blow my nose. Might have to do that again. It's allergy season, and I am experiencing the full-blown terrors of allergy season this year, and I've just had the runny nose and all of that stuff. I'm not sick. I feel great. Just allergies. Yeah, it's spring, and we've had a heavy pollen. My older car is a red Nissan, and it looked kind of gold this morning with all the pollen on top of it. So need to deal with that. Might take a Benadryl later in the morning. I'm definitely going to nap today. Oh, I'm dragging hard. I'm just not as young as I used to be. I can't go without a good night's sleep. And all last week at camp, I don't think I got more than 5 hours sleep a night, which is about what I got last night. But I'm still trying to catch up from last week. So going a night without sleep was kind of tough. So my eyelids are droopy. I just want to curl up. I got my recliner right behind me. It's got a blanket and a pillow on it. I would just love to grab those and flop down in that recliner and get some sleep right now. But We got a podcast to do. So let us begin, as is our habit, with the prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, chapter 4. Behold, you are beautiful, my darling. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are like doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats. They have leapt down from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of newly shorn ewes, which have come up from their washing, all of which bear twins, and not one among them has lost her young. Your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely. Your temples are like a slice of pomegranate behind your veil. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with rows of stones, on which are hung 1,000 shields, all the small shields of the mighty men. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, which feed among the lilies. Until the day breathes and the shadows flee, I will go my way to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no blemish in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. May you come with me from Lebanon. Journey down from the top of Amana, from the top of Sinair and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the mountains of leopards. You have made my heart beat faster, my sister, my bride. You have made my heart beat faster with a single glance of your eyes and with a single strand of your necklace. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine and the fragrance of your oils than all kinds of spices. Your lips, my bride, drip honey from the comb. Honey and milk are under your tongue. And the fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. A garden locked is my sister, my bride, a rock garden locked, a spring sealed up. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates, with choice fruits, henna with nard plants, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all the trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, along with all the finest spices. You are a garden spring, a well of fresh water, and streams flowing from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, wind of the south. Make my garden breathe out fragrance. Let its spices flow forth. May my beloved come into his garden and eat its choice fruits. Chapter 5. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have picked my myrrh along with my balsam. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, friends, nibble and imbibe deeply, O lovers. I was asleep, but my heart was awake. A voice, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is full of dew, my locks with the damp of the night. I have taken off my long-sleeved garment. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I dirty them again? My beloved sent forth his hand through the opening, and my feelings moaned for him. I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, and my beloved had turned away and passed by. My soul went out to him as he spoke. I searched for him, but I did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me. The watchmen who go about in the city found me. They struck me and wounded me. The guardsmen of the walls took away my shawl from me. I call you to solemnly swear, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, what will you tell him? Tell him that I am sick with love. What is your beloved that he is more than any other beloved? O most beautiful among women, what is your beloved that he is more than any other beloved? That thus you shall call, thus you call us to solemnly swear. My beloved is dazzling and ruddy, lifted up as a banner among 10,000. His head is like gold, fine gold. His locks are like clusters of dates, as black as a raven. His eyes are like doves beside streams of water washed in milk and sitting in their setting. His cheeks are like a bed of spices, towers of sweet-scented herbs. His lips are lilies, dripping with liquid myrrh. His hands are rods of gold set with beryl. His abdomen is a plate of ivory inlaid with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble, set on bases of fine gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as the cedars. His mouth is full of sweetness, and he is wholly desirable. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Chapter 6. Where has your beloved gone, O most beautiful among women? Where has your beloved turned, that we may seek him with you? My beloved has gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to shepherd his flock in the gardens and gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine, he who shepherds his flock among the lilies. You are as beautiful as Tirzah, my darling, as lovely as Jerusalem, as majestic as an army with banners. Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overwhelmed me. Your hair is like a flock of goats that have leapt down from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of ewes which have come up from their washing, all of which bear twins, and not one among them has lost her young. Your temples are like a slice of pomegranate behind your veil. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and maidens without number. She is the only one, my dove, my perfect one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the pure one of her who bore her. The daughters saw her and called her blessed. The queens and the concubines also, and they praised her, saying, "Who is this that looks down like the dawn, as beautiful as the full moon, as pure as the sun, as majestic as an army with banners?" I went down to the garden of nut trees to set the blossoms of the valley, to see whether the vine had flourished or the pomegranates had bloomed. I did not know it, but my soul set me among the chariots of my noble people. Come back, O Shulamite. Come back, that we may behold you. Why should you behold the Shulamite as at the dance of the two companies? And now 2 Thessalonians chapter. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is only fitting, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of each one of you all toward one another increases all the more, so that we ourselves boast about you among the churches of God for your perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure. This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering. Since it is right for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give rest to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven, with his mighty angels in flaming fire, executing vengeance on those who do not know God, and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, and to be marveled at among all who have believed. For our witness to you was believed. To this end also we pray for you always, that our God will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill all your good pleasures for goodness and the work of faith with power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, well, I found an article this morning, and it just goes to show the ridiculous spread of this woke nonsense. So here's the article, and this is from WorldNet Daily, and you can see why the headline caught my attention. It's written by Bob Unruh, published yesterday, and he says, "Squirrel privilege is real. Woke minds bemoan animal inequality." I read, "Politically correct ideologies these days insist that pay be equal, property ownership be equal, jobs be equal, everything has to be equal, even the pregnancies of birthing people. And if you think that goes too far in the human world, wait until you hear about the researchers who are looking into animal inequality." The College Fix cited headlines that have appeared in recent publications, including "Squirrel Privilege is Real," "Checking Privilege in the Animal Kingdom," and "Even Hermit Crabs Have Wealth Inequality." Thus, the report explained, are from Salon and the New York Times, and represent a growing trend among scholars and the media to tackle animal inequality. In a piece that appeared in January, the World Economic Forum, oh, we've heard of those guys before. These are the people behind the Great Reset. The World Economic Forum said, "Inequality is a threat to our social fabric, but it's not just a human problem. Animals are divided by privilege too," argued the posting, based on an essay in Behavioral Ecology. There's a magazine we all read, right? Behavioral Ecology, that triggered a round of comments on the issue. The forum charged, "Mammals, fish, birds, and even insects have been shown to benefit from inherited wealth and abilities. Some have a better quality of life than other members of the same species, including access to food and shelter, just because of their parents' status." The College Fix explained that hyenas inherit territory, clownfish inherit sea anemones, and wasps inherit hover nests. Spotted hyenas inherit their rank in the pack from their mothers, and these high-ranking, high-status families tend to be larger and outlive other families. Individual females often join to defend shared territory, with the highest-born having the most access to resources, the report explained. Clownfish are better protected from predators when they inherit and in more, explained the College Fix. The forum's piece then segued into a human-focused section labeled "Extreme Inequality," noting that while the top 1% of the wealthiest people own 38% of all wealth created since the mid-1990s, the poorest 50% of the people have gained just 2% of it. Further, the New York Times reported in 2019 that even hermit crabs have wealth inequality, citing a study that found the distribution of shells was surprisingly similar to the distribution of wealth in human societies. Salon insisted, "Squirrel privilege is real. intergenerational wealth drives animal equality. The College Fix documented that most writers covering this topic failed to note the obvious lesson of each study, but at least one reporter did spot it. Spencer Brown of Town Hall, in his piece Animal Privilege, accidentally undercuts leftist narrative. I'll read that headline again. Animal Privilege Accidentally Undercuts Leftist Narrative by Spencer Brown at Town Hall. And the article continues, that would be that the lesson that social systems can exist successfully without any forced equality agendas that leftists use to justify its attempts at socially engineering a more equitable world. The report also noted that the idea of animals inheriting resources was studied as long ago as the 1950s. The College Fix noted the recent behavioral ecology piece was authored by ecologist Jennifer Smith of Mills College and others. They claimed, cultural and historical factors shape the expression of privilege in human societies, yet parallels exist in how privilege emerges in both human and animal societies. Here we illustrate the evolutionary diversity of material wealth transfer, a form of privilege that is ubiquitous across species of animals, and its disparity-generating effect in five divergent taxonomic lineages of animals. Oh, way too early for all these polysyllabic words. I continue. The report commented on a previous publication by Smith about female leadership, where she lamented Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential election loss, and also discussed several species of mammals with matriarch-led social groups and what lessons we humans can learn from them and perhaps apply to our own society. Animal privilege. Squirrel privilege is real. Now, while I will admit that squirrels are among the more noble of nature's creatures, they are your friends. They should be. Everybody should feed squirrels. Put out some nuts for the squirrels today. I urge you to do so. Get rid of those squirrel-proof bird feeders. That's just cruel. Squirrels should have every right to bird seed. And indeed, I have a bird-proof squirrel feeder in my yard. So let's not feed the birds, feed the squirrels. Birds can fly around, they can find food easily. Squirrels have to run around and climb trees, make it easier on them. But animal privilege, quite honestly, these guys start with a conclusion and then go searching for anything they can use to support their conclusion. And notice that this writing came from somebody who attended Mills College. Folks, if you can attend Mills College, you're privileged. Look it up. This is not a cheap school. It's a private school. You're not using student loans to go to Mills. Animal privilege, squirrel privilege is real. Well, I feel privileged to be with you here every day. As I said, I'm tired. I'm going to cut the episode off here, and we will continue on with our day. Today is Wednesday. Have a great Wednesday. We got Theology Thursday tomorrow. We got Federalist Friday on Friday. And then it'll be the weekend. We're almost through the week. We're halfway. Hope you have a great halfway day. When you get to lunchtime today, you'll know you're on the downhill slide. And hope to see you again tomorrow. Remember, please, to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not do. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you again here tomorrow. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.